Roses are red, violets are blue. We love shave balls. How about you?
I love them.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and we know just the gift to give to that special someone for any and all special occasions.
A blowjob.
This Valentine's Day, it's time to give him a gift that 4 million men worldwide trust. A blowjob. From Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Use our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use FYB code for 20% off plus free shipping. Another announcement, folks. If you love this podcast, you can thank our Patreon members because they make it possible. We want to welcome Patreon members Marcy and Mallory. Welcome to the beach, you guys.
Wow.
If you want to join the Patreon, head to www.patreon.com/findyourbeach. We have a special offer this month. If you join any tier between now and February 15th, you'll get a handwritten personalized postcard, like old school style postcard.
I'll put lipstick on my anus and kiss the postcard with it.
Yeah, and I'll just spray it with
disinfectant
from mouse's underarms. And good news for our current Patreon members, you're going to get one too because we love you. So make sure your mailing address is up to date on Patreon, www.patreon.com/findyourbeach. Welcome.
Wow. Hey, hi everybody.
Wow. Welcome,
nice
guys.
To be here on a Wednesday. It's hump day.
Oh my God. A religious holiday for pedophiles.
Is that what that is?
I think that's where it came from, hump day, yeah.
Oh my God, I feel so ashamed.
No, you shouldn't, babe, you didn't know.
I feel so much shame. I haven't seen you for a couple days. What have you been up to? You start dating anybody?
A couple guys.
Shit, I knew it.
There's some interest.
Yeah,
I'm fielding offers.
Wow, I love to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Bill Gates is interested.
I'm gonna move to Crested Butte.
Okay, you're not moving to Crested Butte, babe, all right? First of all, the women there, I mean, I haven't been there, but I'm assuming they just wear boots with fur.
No.
Boots with the fur.
It's going to be like a lady that got a master's degree in French literature, and then she decided that she wanted to live someplace serene, and I'm going to be annoyed because she's always going to be drinking glasses of tea, mm-hmm. and I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
But I've chosen this life, and so that I have to pursue it.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, yeah, I would love to go see that choir perform. All right, well, no, we're happily married, and...
we say that as an affirmation to us and an assurance to you.
A reminder. I'm good. I just got off of like a 4-day, 5-day work week. And I'm a little exhausted. I emptied a house on a lake in New Hampshire yesterday. It was 1 degree.
Can I tell you something, though?
What?
You're looking good.
Thank you. I feel good. You're looking fine. I feel good.
Yeah. I was looking at old, just clips of you to remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you leave town, I like to think of you. I mean, I don't communicate with you at all.
No.
Not at all.
Almost zero.
But I sort of just really lean into the fantasy that you're just gone.
Mm.
And then I miss you so much that when you get back, I'm like, oh, it's a miracle.
You are very sweet whenever I get back.
It's very important to me to miss you.
Yeah.
I like that experience of the same way that when I was in college, I restricted my eating to mm-hmm. experience the sheer joy of binging.
Yeah.
And I don't recommend that, you know, nutritionally speaking, but emotionally, it is just as damaging, but a lot more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't, you know, ask your food to go take the recycling out, you know?
No, you can't.
No.
But I also, it's like, it's so stupid because Andy's like he's a really good husband and he does a lot around the house. He does what anyone should do, but because he's a man, everyone goes, he's a fucking angel.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever he's gone, I have this woman bouncing back and getting her power back fantasy. Whenever I'm doing the dishes, I'm like, look at you. You're a, look at you just getting your life back.
Taking control.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's you're a like montage a... in my mind. I'm taking the garbage out. I'm walking mouse. I'm like, this is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking it's much like Carrie, kind of when she's starting to get over the hump of Big's death.
Big raping three women.
Yeah, when she found that out and had him killed.
Yeah, and just like that.
By one of the hot guys delivering bread.
Yeah, it's crazy because we all watched that episode and we were like, we were, you know, they can't see the vape smoke. So it just sounds like you're just blowing into the mic for.
Oh, I thought they could see it. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess they can on their YouTube. Anyway, it was just funny because we all watched that episode and we were like, why didn't she call the cops? Why didn't she call 911 immediately? And then the next day they were like, Big raped three women. And we were like, no more questions. We don't care about her not calling 911 anymore.
Man, I still can't get over how hot she was. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe I missed that entire show out of some sheer, like I was 20 and I was just like,
that's for chicks.
Yeah. And that I could have been just
jerking
cranking it.
Yeah.
To the idea of Sarah Jessica Parker.
Just showing up, you know, to her bodega in a ball gown.
They have an open relationship.
Do they really? Probably because he fucks men.
I don't know what it is exactly, but I know a woman through a friend who dated him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like she met her. You know, wow. I don't ever want to be like that. So don't get anything in your head where you like, you know, start helping out with like a Jersey City basketball team.
Okay, so I should probably just stop setting up this account on Thrinder.
Well, if it's you're finding a young, wayward 19-year-old for us.
What if she's like into crypto and you can talk to her about that shit?
I'm not a crypto guy. Don't paint me as
you
that.
You do have Bitcoin.
I do not. I had Ethereum and I sold it the second it started to dip.
Ethereum. Literally sounds like a birth control.
Justin Bieber is one of the biggest stakeholders in it. Now do you like it? Now is it okay?
He would be.
Yeah, you love it.
You know, the Biebs has a lot of ways where, you know, I've loved him for a long time and I will remain true to that love, but he has disappointed me multiple times in the course of our relationship, which he's unaware of.
I feel like me and Justin basically get the same amount of leeway.
Yeah.
Like I'm your husband. He's kind of like a mythical beast.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, same exact amount of forgiveness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, okay. That's what love is. It's understanding.
Yeah. It's acceptance.
And speaking of that, we had a lot of feedback.
People chimed in. I did see one tweet. Last week, if you didn't listen to the pod, Rosebud had proposed to me a day of the week where she does nothing and also I am not allowed to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
No questions. Not allowed to
no
ask her
Your Honor.
A single question. And
one
I,
day a week.
I did see one tweet and the tweet said, shut the fuck up, Andy.
But on YouTube... you had a lot more
support.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. The YouTube comments really went off. YouTube had a lot to fucking say about this. First of all, people apparently think that it's unreasonable to ask your husband for a day of zero contact.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, who would have guessed that just because we're married, I'm not allowed to ask him not to communicate with me.
Yeah.
You know, people... anyway, here's a couple of highlights, if you want to... here's one that I found particularly judgy. Don't ever have kids if you want one day without questions ever again. Honestly, the request is pretty wild. That's coming from a woman...
Thank you, Natalie.
...who is requesting that I don't ever have kids. So thank you so much.
Something that I've thought about too.
Yeah. Perfect stranger requesting that I don't have kids, telling me I'm being unreasonable. Okay, cool. So, you know,
this
is woman on woman crime.
This right here It says, it sounds like you guys should share a calendar, something I've asked for repeatedly, but that would require Rosebud to actually put her shows in her calendar.
No, I share a calendar with you for home.
I know.
I set it up.
But I'm talking about, like, what are you doing tonight?
Here's another one. Here's another one. Okay. I think Rosebud's working too much every day and needs a day off where she can relax. First of all, Andy works a lot harder than me. Here you go. Problem solved. I won't charge you for this marriage counseling session. It's nice to know that people have the answers.
Well, also, it's nice that his avatar is Homer Simpson, a model of true husbandry. Well, some people really...
People really went off about this. They loved this fight.
There's some essays.
Yeah. Sounds like your marriage needs an administrative assistant. I agree. Actually, we will be taking applications. If you would like to be the administrative assistant for our marriage, please just hit us up at fybpod@gmail.com.
And also, it doesn't hurt if you're some kind of Slavic, Eastern European young lady mm-hmm. that gets stuck under bunk beds a lot.
Are you talking about your favorite porn right now?
That's not my favorite porn.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
It's the only one you've ever told me to watch.
No, I thought that one was funny.
Oh.
My favorite porn is a lady that masturbates in milk. Anyways.
Hot. we also had some people just text us at 917.
Wait, there's so many comments.
Yeah, I'm not going to go through all of them.
Okay.
917-540-8395. You can text us. Everyone who lives with someone deserves one day a week where they leave them the fuck alone. Just one. This idea would extend their life and the years before they actually get divorced. I like that he's just including divorce as an inevitable end.
Yeah, like you're gonna get divorced. So that's obvious. But why don't you put a pause button on it?
Right. That's from Gary. Abby says, 100% on Rosebud's team about the question thing. Andy comes off so combative over simple explanation of her desire to have a day of no questions.
Shut the fuck up, Abby. Shut the fuck up. You have no idea what this is like. You have no idea. I'm not here that much.
She says, no idea if it's a bit or not. It is a bit, but it's also not. Everything that we say on this podcast is a bit, but also not a bit.
I talked about this in therapy today.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Just this thing where you like try to paint me as like this, like how mad it made me initially when you said this to me. I was mm-hmm. like, quit. Like I'm some like, babe, can we hang out? Like you make it sound like I want to like go on carriage rides.
No, it's
in
not
Central
that.
Park.
It's questions like, hey, where's the thing? Where's this?
I never ask you where things are because you don't know where anything is.
Mm-hmm.
I only ask you like, I've actually not been asking.
Well, let's not make the same episode as we did last week. But I interrupted your therapy story.
It's just this. It bothers me so much that you're like just cool, like live by, you know, the seat of your pants. Like, oh man, I work so hard. And then just don't bother me with your like chick problems. Like that's like what you do to me. And literally all I'm trying to do is like, I know you haven't thought about this at all. So like... What are we doing with Mouse next week?
Yeah.
It hasn't crossed your mind.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have any money, so I have to think about these things.
In your mind, why is that a chick question?
Well, no, like the way you like...
Because I've never said, don't bother me with your chick problems.
But you try to make me sound like I'm like the other day when you were like talking with Judy and Judy was talking about like, oh my God, it's such a pain uh-huh. with her wife. Yeah. And you were like, this guy, he won't fucking leave me alone to watch the game. I'm like, fuck off.
I never said I was watching the game.
That's the vibe.
I literally just related to Judy because you ask a lot of questions.
Well, I've stopped asking
you
questions.
You fill in the blanks a lot, Andy. You do.
What do you mean?
You take what I say and you put like a judgment on it. And there's no judgment. It's just... And I'm going to avoid over-explaining this because it's a really stupid, simple thing, you know? But I don't want to get into a fight, an actual fight on this podcast.
I want to get in a fist fight.
You want a fist fight?
I want people to see me murder you back there. That's what I want. I want to put this in cinematic mode so that it's only focused on the microphones. Mm-hmm. And then they see the silhouette of your tiny death.
Oh.
And then mouse.
Tiny death.
Anyways, I don't want to do that. And also, I'm not mad about it. I talked to my therapist about it. I feel great about
it. Yeah, and I wanted to congratulate you because you said you are cured now, right? She said you're done.
Cured sounds bad. I think humans all suffer the same affliction of just existentialism. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, you know.
And what, now you've evolved past it.
Yeah, I guess it's nirvana. I get only like Buddha and a couple other people have got there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Buddha, maybe Philip Glass,
right?
You know,
Annette Bening,
yeah, Daniel Day Lewis,
right?
Yeah, a couple of us,
Timothy Chalamet,
no, nowhere near it,
really?
Yeah, he's finger blasting on yachts. That's pure human suffering.
Hmm, seems miserable.
Well, I'm glad that so many people chimed in. It is exciting to know that I have fans and also that people recognize that I'm abused.
Here's what Sergio said on YouTube. Team Andy needs to accept and respect the boundaries of the day off as presented. RB needs to better negotiate Team Andy's emotions when it comes to the overall relationship. So, yeah, I kind of agree. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's a fair judgment. I'll own up in this case that maybe the way that I said it wasn't very nice and Andy felt judged and I was a dick.
I just want to go back to
But all
I'm saying, I accept your apology and
actually,
you are right.
I shouldn't say but because I just apologized.
I would say this. In past relationships, you have described to me that you do have a tendency to kind of like get a little rote, you know, like you're just like kind of go into yourself and adapt your own kind of like, okay, well, I guess this is what it is. And you do your own thing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think we have a bad relationship or anything, but I do think...
I don't think we have a bad relationship or anything, but...
No, but I do think that, like, I like to prioritize, like, something that isn't just us sitting at the house or something like that, or, like, you know, prioritizing quality time.
That's fair.
Because my love language is quality time and blowjobs with a finger up the ass. And so I think I'm just the one that, like, you are very good at, like, turning off all the chatter in your brain and then you're just doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, I'm over there and I'm just contemplating my new life in Crested Butte and you have no idea.
Yeah.
So that's all I'll say. And I'm glad you guys chimed in and now let's fight about something else.
Okay. So I was thinking about it this week because you were sending me texts from the road. And, you know, I've brought it up on the podcast before. That Andy likes to send a text with a period at the end of it, which I find unacceptable. And he's explained to me why it happens, that he'll send a text and press the space bar twice and it automatically puts a period at the end of his sentence. I, however, find that form of communication, it feels like it's coming from a disciplinarian.
Well, that seems like something that you need to get over. We are adults. We are adults. You were born in the 80s.
But I'm not talking about just between us. I just think that in general, that communicating with a period at the end of the sentence is for boomers.
What?
I think it's a
You're
boomer
You're throwing
move.
Out diction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
Because I think it's obsolete.
Your job is writer.
Yeah, which means I have to be up to date on the ways that people communicate now. And the way that we do it is lack of punctuation.
Teens.
Yeah.
Teens do that.
Teens.
You are not a teen.
Are at the forefront of our culture. Do you understand? Teens are like when you get a roommate that moves in and they change your whole apartment around and nothing is even recognizable anymore. But... it looks cooler than it did before.
No. How long are you going to do this? You
do
know,
what?
Like when we're 50, when our 50s, are you still going to be like, the teens think it's cool?
Yeah.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Till death.
That's my plan.
So I'm going to be like 70 years old with you, and you're going to be like doing like
TikTok dances,
Korean BTS virtual TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be live streaming my therapy sessions on Twitch.
Cool. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to, by then I'll be really deep into the European film scene, and I'll be like in a field, and I'll just be telling somebody
maybe instead of running away, Andy, to Crested Butte or a European field or a, you know, Mount Everest.
That's my job, babe.
That's
my job is to run.
Is to run.
I run things. I run away. Girls run the world.
You're just naming songs now?
Run it back. Mm-hmm. You know, all those things. That's my job.
Okay. I didn't realize, and I apologize. I didn't take your job as seriously as I guess you do. And that's on me. However, if you were to not run from this question, why would you say it's better to put a period at the end of a sentence? I want to hear your argument.
Well, I guess when, I don't know, those crazy kids back in whatever, the year 1000 came up with a whole system of kind of symbols and shapes to, you know, communicate. Mm-hmm. That
and then we replace those with emojis.
But I don't communicate with emojis. I mean, it's like an easy way. I think, I don't know. It's just that's how I write. There shouldn't be an emotion attached to the most simple thing. That's like being like, you're in a car, you must be an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's, no, you pay for half this car.
Okay, so you're a traditionalist.
I do think that women should wear bonnets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and men should use periods.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to buy a hut.
I would love it if you had a bleeding hut. I wish you had a bleeding hut right now.
And I'm going to sit in it, and I'm going to put a bag over my head, and I'm going to bleed in the dark once a month.
I'm going to set up a little tent in the corner. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy mud from Africa, mm-hmm. you know, like a real red mud.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to sit in there, and we're just going to play animal sounds.
Right.
And you're going to basically go feral.
And we're going to call it my garden, even though it's a prison.
No, it's your choice. I mean, it's a self-imposed prison.
No. I mean, as long as you're... Listen, and I don't think this is extremist to say. As long as you are typing with periods, I'm gonna have mine in a closet in the dark, like in olden times.
The whole thing that I don't like about this... And
there's nothing extremist.
Paint me like a nerd, like you want to. But you and all your fucking believers... Uh-huh. Women in their 30s who are like, I'm going to be young forever. Like that whole thing.
Yeah.
Grow up. Vape, Juul, tobacco flavor. That's the only flavor you're allowed. You need to start using your diction. You need to get together your IRA. You need to start remembering holidays.
Okay. What do you have an IRA?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Uh-huh.
What about life insurance?
Yes.
For real?
Yeah. You're not on it.
What?
I've had it. I'm not going to give it to you.
Why?
Because you're fine.
Who are you going to give it to?
My abusive ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
No. It's for my... It just covers my funeral costs and my debts.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was joking about it this week about... Because, you know, I was thinking about killing myself. And, I was thinking about how I can't even kill myself. It's funny to me that I couldn't even kill myself because I would leave you with debt, which is something when I go skiing or I go on the road, Rosebud says, be careful. And then she always asterisks it. She goes, because I don't want to pay your debt. Not because I'll miss you and I couldn't live without you. It's because I'm not going to take that on.
But that's how I say I'll miss you.
Do you know how much Aritzia I could buy with that bullshit money I'm going to have to pay for you? Oh, you know what I was thinking about today?
That's how I say I love you.
I know. Do you know what I want my funeral to be?
Huh?
Here's what I want. I want you to just leave my body.
Get close to the mic.
I want you to leave my body naked in a park.
Okay.
And I just want people to kick me around.
You want someone else to fall asleep inside you?
No, I mean, they're welcome to. I just want to be treated like a piece of garbage. And I want somehow legally the city can't remove my body. I just want my bloated white body to just sit in a park.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really, like, kids come and poke it with sticks.
Yeah.
And somebody grows up
and writes a story about it and it becomes a hit film.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that a film?
Four boys, Stand By Me. They go looking for a body on the road.
Oh, no, no. This is way more. I'm talking like Bryant Square.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bryant Park.
Right. It would be the city version of Stand By Me.
Yeah, but everybody could come look at my dead body.
Yeah, so sort of like an art installation on our own mortality.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Mouse, that is not your idea. That was my idea.
Sorry, Mouse is... She's on a real art kid kick. You know, she's hanging out with all these fucking artists with too much eyeliner on.
She found out about Emma Imhoff, and mm-hmm. she's like, I want to hang out. I'm going to go to Pratt. And we're like, you could not get into Pratt.
Right.
With your grades, you'd be lucky to get into ITT Tech.
That is the loudest coffee, Andy.
I know. I want the...
It literally sounds like a baby rattle.
I want the viewers. We need to do a mid-roll right now. Do you want to get that out?
Yeah, sure.
Before she reads that, I do want to thank the fine people at Manscaped. They sent me a bunch of products, shampoo and conditioner, body wash, deodorant, lip balm. I think I have a moisturizing body spray, a hydrating body spray.
That smells great, by the way.
They sent me two of these. They sent me two of these, and I would love it if somebody write in and tell me why they deserve this, and I'll send you a care package. So you can...
Or you could use our code FYB for 20% off plus free shipping. God. Honestly.
Okay, you also have to use the code.
Jesus.
But if you send it with the receipt, I'll send you all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll use it all once so you can get a little bit of me.
Oh my God. The holidays went by so quickly. If you didn't give him the gift he really wanted, make sure you get it right this time.
Blowjob.
With the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped, it's the gift every guy needs in their life to make each and every day just a little more special, you know, which is tough to do when you live with me, but Manscaped made it possible. The product Andy's going to absolutely love and your man will absolutely love in this package is the Lawnmower 4.0. The electric trimmer is designed to trim the hair on loose skin.
I just shaved down there. I'm telling you guys, I look like a little baby boy. I look like a precious little baby boy right downstairs.
And that is what I require. And get this, the trimmer's advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on his delicate, and they are so delicate, balls. It even has a 4,000K LED spotlight.
So, I read with it at night.
Yeah.
I shave and read.
So he can shave anywhere his heart desires. It's also waterproof, so he can shave anything and everything in the shower, so you can say goodbye to any left-behind hair in the sink. Gross. This package also includes the Weed Whacker, nose and ear hair trimmer to whack all the worst of his weeds. And it gets sad, you know, when you're, because you love a man, and then you look at him, and he's just, there's just hair popping out of places that you didn't notice before.
Rosebud gets nipple hairs.
Yeah, I have to pluck them. So until they get a womanscaper, I'm just going to be using your reading light.
Yeah.
To complete the perfect package for his perfect package, there are liquid formulations, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. These formulations are as essential as your skincare routine. The deodorant helps his boys stay cool all day, and the toner will keep him feeling his best all day and all night. Did I mention these formulations are also cruelty-free, dye-free, paraben-free, and vegan?
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes it's like, all right, it's one thing to, like, force a chicken to wear chemicals. But paraben, that's where I draw the line.
Treat him and yourself to the formulations that'll have him smelling good. Make sure his body also smells good with their signature scent, the Manscaped Refined Cologne, to complement his collection, featuring a light citrus burst that settles with anchoring notes of vetiver and a woodsy masculine finish.
Don't get it in your pee hole.
Manscaped created products he's actually going to use after V-Day. Go to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer of 20% off plus free shipping with the code FYB. His balls will thank you. And also, you know, if you decide to use this and use our code, Andy will send you one of his extra products. You know?
Yeah, if you can show me proof of purchase and write to me why you deserve it, I will send you a little care package. I'll even send in, I'll include a surprise New York delicacy.
Which is what?
It's a surprise. So obviously I'm not going to tell them.
It's just salmon. It's just
this
just loose salmon.
This entire box will be packaged with raw lox.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code FYB at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code FYB. Gift his Cupid an arrow from Manscaped this Valentine's Day.
Bam.
Andy, I have another thing that I was thinking about that you and I, and guys, feel free, chime in, let us know.
I actually saw this one.
Let us know how you feel about a period at the end of a sentence in a text. When you get a text and it's got a period at the end of it, especially just like if you're like, okay, and then a period, a part of you deep down, just deep down goes, they're mad at me. If you feel that way, sound off, okay?
Sounds like a you thing.
Because I want to know, I don't think it is.
Sounds like a you problem.
I don't think it is. When I respond to you with a period at the end of a thing.
Never, ever have taken it personally.
Really?
Not once.
Well, I mean it to be like, I when I do that, I want you to know I'm upset.
Well, you let me know you're upset because you type other things than the period, like the English language. Like you say, like, listen, I've been working all day. I don't have time for this shit, period. See how that works?
You know, I don't understand why you really want me to be a villain here.
Because I'm a victim and nobody understands me, okay?
Why do you want to be a victim?
No, I'm kidding. I don't want to be a victim. I did want to talk about this next thing, though. Can we move on to this next quandary?
Yes.
Okay, so Rosebud wrote here, brushing your teeth once a day or twice a day?
Right, which I'm embarrassed to even bring this up.
I have recently started going twice a day. And I know that sounds like, what? Huh?
Yeah.
Excuse me? But I was not a morning tooth.
I don't even want people to know that that's true, but that's true.
I was a morning, like, I was exclusively a bedtime brusher. I've been like that for 30 years. Wow. Maybe less, because my mom made me brush my teeth twice a day when I lived with her. But
So you didn't grow up, like, I just thought you were just doing what you grew up doing.
No.
And I was like, how do I help him with this?
Wait, you don't brush twice a day?
Yes,
all the
I
time.
Do.
Not all the time.
Yes, I do. All the time. Night, morning.
Okay, well, I will say that I'm wrong, but I've also been told that I don't have bad breath because I've been like, do I have bad breath?
No, you actually don't, which is...
But what I'm very conscious of that. I know that I have bad teeth because I've literally gotten a cavity in every single tooth and every time I go to the dentist. But recently I was like, you know what? I don't want yellow teeth. I want white, shiny teeth. Mm-hmm. And I got a cleaning and they looked pretty damn good. And I was like, I'm going to floss once a day and I'm going to brush twice a day. And I've been doing it ever since.
And you've been looking fucking great.
Thank you.
I'm
going to get Botox next week. And
your smile is shiny. Your hair is popping.
It is popping. Not out of my undercarriage.
You got these piercing blue beauties.
Oh my God.
Your eyes are just like it feels like I'm watching Twilight. It's crazy.
Ladies. But I was recently with a friend and he's always had bad breath, but it was like the kind of breath that was like bouncing around the room. You know what I mean? That?
Oh, Jesus
Like
Christ.
When you can smell your driver's breath in an Uber.
Yeah.
Like that, like.
It's bouncing off the windshield and flying back.
Grandpa breath.
Yeah. And it hits you like a tennis ball.
AA meeting secretary breath. Mm-hmm. Like just like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Did you eat poop for lunch?
Right.
But it's been going on for so long that I was like, I can't. It's so, I don't know what to say. Because it's like. This is like clinical.
Because you have now it's years of experience of you just thinking, why is this happening? Why don't you do something about it? I know what you mean when you're like, because it's like if you don't remember somebody's name and then there's a certain period of time where you just can't ask.
Yeah.
And if you have a friend with bad breath, you just can't. There's a certain point where there's like a sweet spot, right? Where you know each other well enough. Where mm-hmm. you can be like, dude, your breath is fucking hot.
Yeah.
But once that period of time ends and you're actually like friends, it's like, all right, well, this is just something I have to accept about this person.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he accepts lots of things about me.
Yeah.
But I was just noticing it. This is a couple weeks ago.
It's so funny if this whole thing is just Andy talking about me.
Yeah, my friend, he's like kind of my best friend. And, you know, I'm like going to share my life with him. But we want to have kids. Uh-huh. And anyways.
Huh. Weird. Sounds familiar.
Weird pussy.
Oh. Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
Putting the pieces together.
But yeah, it is that weird thing like, I never feel too bad about forgetting somebody's name mm-hmm. because I don't do it a lot. And if I do, you have done extra work in being unremarkable.
Right.
Like I moved back to New York and I'd been back like a week and I saw a woman who's a comedian, but I like was never close with them.
Right.
I saw them at open mics a lot. And I actually did this very politely. She goes, hey, Andy, how are you? And I totally recognized her. And I go, I'm sorry, it's been so long. Can you remind me your name? And she was like so mad.
What did she say?
She was like, what? And I was like, yeah, it's been so long. I just can't remember your name. I totally remember you. And she was like, you don't remember my name? I mean, I'll tell you who it was after.
Right.
Because you'll totally understand. But yeah, it was like, I might as well have like
impregnated her.
No, that would be, she would love it if I impregnated her probably.
But like you, when somebody acts like that, like how could you forget? It's like, did I fuck you?
I mean, I've been that guy too. Believe me, like I have been a guy who's worked on a few TV shows and been around a few things. And then I'll like think that I have a rapport with a famous person. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, hey, what's up? And they're like,
huh? Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, sorry.
I feel like it's never okay. I feel like it's never okay to be like you could be like, oh yeah, we met, but it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. You know, like that's not, but I also always feel like there's really no point in bringing it up if a person hasn't remembered me. I'm like, okay, well that's on me. You know, like I'll just own. I'll be like, ah, fuck. I didn't make an impression, especially if like I've hung out with them and they can't remember me. Then I'm like, whew, I must have fucking bombed that night.
One thing I do like now, this is a completely different thing, but it reminded me of recognizing people and stuff, is a couple times now over the last 2 or so years, mm-hmm. I've been on the road and like a childhood friend has come out.
Oh, yeah.
And it is so cool when you like, especially if you don't know they're going to be there.
Yeah.
And then they just like pop up and you're like, oh my God. Like, holy shit. Like, I love that moment. Like, I was in Portland and like my best friend from when I was like age 8 showed up at the show with his husband. And like, it was just so, it was, there's nothing funny about this. I was just like literally like so excited to see this grown version of my friend.
Just pure joy.
Yeah, I like was talking to another friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't. You like in front of him, I was like, you gotta go away because this is insane. Like, what?
See, I've had the opposite thing happen where someone has come out that I knew in high school and I cannot remember their name. I can't. I remember being at their home. I remember holidays. And I can't remember who they are. Like, I don't. I genuinely am just like, fuck, I know I knew you in high school. I know we probably smoked weed together a couple times. partied at your parents' house, cannot remember your fucking name.
I was wondering about this. Sometimes I will get a little ego when I remember that I fucked somebody. I think this is a very male thing. Do you ever have that where you're like thinking you're just like going through like either Instagram or you're thinking about a thing that happened and then you're like, ah, that's right, I fucked that person. Hey, look at me.
No. Most of the time, I'll see someone and I'll go, oh, that's right, I fucked that person.
Like, oh, God, there's a couple of those, but I'm pretty proud of myself. I will.
It's always deep shame and regret when it comes to who I fucked. I'm just like, oh, God, why?
There's a couple of those for sure. There's a couple of those. Yeah. The worst is when you fucked a friend on a lonely night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like not good friends anymore.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you see them and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Shouldn't have pulled that trigger.
You're like, sorry. Sorry I fucked you.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we can talk about this stuff. Imagine like living in Kansas City and never being able to mention that you'd had sex before with your partner.
It'd be awful.
You know, they're like, you could never, you know, your husband has turned the gym into his, or the garage into his home gym. And he's like filled one entire cupboard with like,
creatine.
Patriotic themed supplements. And you could never, ever be like, oh, that's, you know, I fucked him.
There's
once.
Always every woman has a man that they went out with at some point that literally had a cupboard full of creatine. And would wake up in the morning, and I remember it so well, like looking at my boyfriend at the time and seeing him shake his creatine before going to the gym.
Yeah.
And being like, is this what life is? Because this is a miserable, just pointless existence being with this man who is, his quest is just to like get big.
Mm-hmm. Get huge.
Yeah, he's like, I'm getting huge. Every time they come back from the gym, they're like, oh, I've gotten huge. And their wet clothes are always everywhere. They're just fucking wet workout clothes, like hung over a door. And it just, I think that's why I get, like when you hang up your workout clothes, which are not gross, you don't smell bad. I'm not like turned off by the smell of you. But like, there's men that I've been with that the scent of their like post gym day outfit just fucking wafts through the house. And it's like you walk into your own home and you're just in their genitals. You're just like, I had this experience. Well, it's sort of a bad way to segue, but I had this experience when I was at the stand the other night. I walked into a bathroom stall. Have you ever walked into a bathroom stall where you are like, I just ate that woman's pussy? Like, where you just, there's, you can smell it, them. And it's not like they have, I'm not trying to make this like a, your pussy stinks joke. I'm literally saying, I walked in and I could just smell who you are. Like, mm-hmm. What you did that day.
Yeah. I walked into a Quick Check in Jersey yesterday. That's a gas station that's like a Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in the bathroom and I was like, somebody needs to seek medical help. Like I was like immediately like, call a doctor. We need to get the CDC and we need to track this. Get the cameras out. We need to track this man.
Yeah.
Because it was literally like I'd walked into their colon. Like I just walked in and I was like, had the mask on and I literally was like, did I drop the mask in shit? Like, what the, like, yeah. How is this scent
right.
coming? And I think it really had a lot to do with being in New Jersey in a rest stop bathroom.
Right.
But.
Well, this wasn't that, but it was like, it was too intimate. You know what I mean? Like, I got a mouthful of her.
Yeah.
I got a real mouthful. I knew exactly how sweaty she was.
It's crazy that I never really thought about this because men don't have a, like a, we have like BO and then obviously everybody's asshole smells.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't like pinpoint the smell of pussy.
It's like a musty scent. It actually does,
I mean, I can.
It's not unlike balls when you're like down there trying to.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, like, I know what it kind of smells like because I've smelt my fingers before. But sorry. Sorry.
Didn't want to know that.
Yeah, every guy smells their fingers. And probably lesbians.
Sound off if you smell your fingers.
After you've finger blasted a chick, you smell your fingers? I remember the first time I finger blasted a chick, I smelled my fingers the next day.
That's like, cool.
Oh, yeah. I hate that I just said that.
I also... Sorry. I just got distracted. I got distracted by somebody who said... okay, this is from Katie.
Is this bad advice?
This is a listener. No, but I wanted you to know that there's a woman who's on your side.
Mm.
She said that she just listened to our
A gender traitor.
Yeah, she is.
Wow.
I am calling Hillary Clinton. Hi, I just listened to your most recent episode and must say, can you stop with that fucking cup?
Brought to you by Starbucks.
I just listened to your most recent episode and must say I agree with Andy only because I have no idea what the alternative is. I'm confused as to what Rosebud wants. I'm very clear about what I want. I want one day where I don't get questions asked.
No interaction.
We can interact. I just no questions. Just not in the form of a question. You could even make a statement. You could be like, I wonder what next week's going to look like.
That's a question.
No, it's not. It's a statement and I just won't answer it. Okay. So... I'm confused as to what Rosebud wants, to never discuss the day, plans, etc. Yeah, for one day a week. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. So you know exactly what I want. All right, sorry. I'll stop arguing with this person. I love you, Rosebud, but I've honestly never heard of something like this.
It's insane.
You'd rather Andy not tell you where he's going to be, when he's going to travel, what the plan with the dog is, than have to talk about plans? Yeah, for one day a week. You want to wake up to Andy just out of town without ever having given you a heads up? He can give me a heads up any other day of the week. Just the idea of that kind of lifestyle makes me sick with anxiety. How do you deal with planning your shows? I wake up in the morning. Well, I get the show. I put it in my calendar. And then I never think about it again until the day that I wake up. And then I go, oh, I got to be at this show tonight. How do you make doctor's appointments? That's a little trickier.
She doesn't.
How do you pay rent? Actually, I need to do that. How do you even know anything about Andy's life if you never ask questions? I'm truly so confused. I'm envious of your level of free-spiritedness. It's not free-spiritedness. I'm ADD. But what do you want? But what you want sounds like pure chaos. I think you're definitely...
She does. She's an agent of chaos.
Yeah. I think you're definitely in the minority here, Rosebud.
Rosebud is joker-fied.
If my boyfriend never told me where he was, I'd constantly be thinking he was dead. It's not even that I don't agree with you. It's beyond that. I can't begin to fathom a world where you don't... Where you don't ask the person you're living with questions. It honestly sounded like you were speaking a foreign language or talking about quantum physics.
An insane person and...
That's how much I don't understand.
I love this.
Anyway,
Katie, you are a good woman.
I think you guys should get married.
Maybe.
That's how much I don't... Anyway,
you
love
wouldn't
you both.
Know.
Feel free to read this on the pod.
Katie, I could marry Katie because you wouldn't know that I was gone for weeks. You'd be like, I guess he's just respecting my boundaries.
What?
I'd leave.
What do you mean?
And then you wouldn't notice.
Oh, you're saying, I thought you were saying that about your relationship with Katie.
No.
Which I think is destined to succeed.
Work out.
Yeah.
What about this one? Is that a nice one?
Here's another one. You guys are hilarious. Sounds like you need to set up a shared calendar to put your schedules in, and Andy needs to give you one fucking day a week for no questions.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Also, guys, I love this. Please, if you think that Andy's wrong for putting a period at the end of his texts, please let us know. And well, if you think I'm wrong for thinking that sounds like he's mad at me, you know, I mean, I know he's not. I know that because I text with him all the time, but it still bothers me.
But can I ask?
Because I'm like, what about people that you text with that aren't me? You know?
I text a period. Can I ask you something though?
Yeah.
I want you to think about this.
Yeah.
And I want people to just as a little kind of like symbol, whatever. Like, what is that called? Just a point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
So next week we're going to go to Mexico with your mom.
Mm-hmm. For a threesome.
Yes. Do we have another plan for the rest of our lives set up? Because I'm always planning things.
Yeah, we have your birthday, which I planned. Your birthday trip.
Okay.
We also have possibly Edinburgh.
No, I'm going to Edinburgh.
Oh, you are going?
Yeah.
So there's that.
But you're not part of that.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to be, right? I got to come.
No, you don't.
You told me you wanted me to come for a week.
I mean, I would like it, but you don't. Casey Balsham's going to be there. We could have kind of a platonic marriage for 3 weeks.
Okay, cool. We have embryo freezing. We're going to freeze my embryos. Our embryos. I was thinking
they're
eggs.
Yours. You can have them.
No, I was thinking eggs.
But I mean, like, I don't... You act like I plan all these things. Like I'm this planner. I don't have any plans. Okay. The only plans I have are that I'm going skiing for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. When?
Well, actually, that's a good time to announce that I will be at the Laugh Shop in Calgary at the end of this month, the 24th through 26th. And then I will be at the Wise Guys at Jordan Landing, Salt Lake City, the 4th and 5th of March. And in between those days, I will be Banff, Lake Louise, Snowbird, Alta. If these fucking assholes at Jackson Hole would respond to me, I'd have a gig there. And then I will be in Bozeman and Helena.
Can I say one last thing?
Yeah.
One last thing about the planning thing. All I'm saying is that there is a difference in our personalities, right? Where you like to have a plan. Like, well, you know what, let me finish. You know what your next week looks like without thinking about it. You know what you're doing for the next week. You probably could tell me what you're doing on, like, I don't even know what day it is right now. What day is it?
It's Wednesday. Okay, and it's I only Wednesday. Know that because I have like a job.
Yeah, so, but you know, but like you have this sort of like planned out, like that's, you thrive with that. And I thrive without it. I don't like to, I feel like when I have to like plan shit out or have everything be organized, I just, my mind gets overwhelmed with those details and I literally can't function. I short circuit. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to be in that headspace. But I like to have like kind of mental space to sort of roam where I'm not doing anything, but I'm learning about something, or I'm like reading about something, or I'm just kind of getting lost in like researching something or a graphic novel or just kind of like something that I can really put myself into that doesn't have to do with everyday life shit.
Yeah, I mean, I do things like I don't know anything other than what shows I'm going to do next week. I have a job. I know what days I'm going to work next week, and I have a class that I'm taking.
See, I have a job and I have shows next week, and but I don't know what any of those when they are or what they are.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. Our minds work differently. So when I was asking for one day a week with no questions, I just meant, hey, can I have like a day off where I can, because it came to me because you were out of town and I thought, wow, this is so nice. I just have a day where I just am able to read and write and kind of wander in my own head through whatever it is that I'm doing, because creatively
so
it helps.
So you just mean that
I just want to
you
date.
Were happier that I was gone because I wasn't obscuring.
No, can you listen to this without taking it personally?
No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing you. But yeah. You were saying that, so when I ask you a question like, where's the dog? No, in seriousness. When I ask you a question like, hey, do we have a plan for the dog? Your brain panics. You can't think about the creative. You're not free anymore.
That's what it feels. Yeah, I start to go like, Because I'll be lost in a thought that's like something that I'm like, oh, I'm onto something. I'm learning something. And then you'll be like, hey, can you, you'll be like, hey, can you write a note to get your mom a birthday present, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, fuck, you know what I mean? And then I immediately go to like, fuck, I got to get my mom a birthday present. And then I've lost my train of thought. I've lost the thing that I was like...
But isn't it good that I tell you to...
Of course it's good. Yeah, it's not... I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, Andy. I'm just saying that I wanted a day, a week where I could, like, really get lost in my own kind of shit.
But...
Because it would help me.
Okay, yes. I see what you're saying. I've been gone for 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why can't that just be one of those days?
Yeah, it can. It totally can.
So why would you need to establish a day? I'm gone all the time.
Oh, that's a really good point. I guess my lack of planning.
I'm not going to see, I'm going to see you 2 days a week for the next 4 months.
Really?
Do you think you'll be able to?
See, how do you even know that? Anyway, yeah, that those can be the days.
Great.
That totally works.
All right.
It totally works. But do you see what I mean? Like,
yes, why, I understand why you that you're deeply afflicted and you have a disorder.
I'm not deeply afflicted. It's that I'm trying.
Don't yell.
I'm trying to, like.
No, I get it because you have a process and your process is fragile. And I don't mean that to be pejorative. You literally have an attention disorder. And it takes you a long time to conjure up the kind of like serenity and focus to get these,
yeah.
Not only to get things done, but also to get to a place where you are creative.
Well, yeah, because the only time anything does get done is when I'm feeling creative. So I like if I have some sort of creative project, like with the Patreon, right? We're promoting the Patreon. And I was trying to think of like fun ways to put it out there. And I was like, oh, I could design like a little card. I wanted something that was personal and not, you know, gross and promotional-y. So I wanted it to be real. And so I designed this like postcard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we could handwrite our own shit on the back of it and send it to our Patreon members. And I spent... like half the day kind of like doing that and designing it and getting excited about it. But it's like, there had to be a creative element to it for me to even get it done.
Yeah.
Cause otherwise there's no fucking way I'm going to get it done. I have the same problem with my reps who are like, hey, can you get on the phone and talk about these dates? And I'm like, you know, like I don't want to talk about dates. Like I'm like a part of my brain just goes, ah. Fine.
I envy you. It's nice. I mean, you really, you do know how you work, and that's beautiful.
Well, it sucks because it doesn't, it's not the way the rest of the world works. I mean, it's so funny, like, for our listener to be like, yeah, I don't disagree, I just completely don't understand. That is how I've felt for my whole life. I'm like, it doesn't feel like these people necessarily disagree. They just truly don't understand. It's that it's alien, what I'm saying is alien to them.
Like, here, I want to do another fun one real quick.
Okay.
Do you know what time you leave tomorrow?
I honestly forgot that I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
But no, I don't.
Do you realize that sometimes I ask questions because they are for me?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I do. And okay. That's why I'm like, that's why I want you to know I don't take it personally. And also sometimes when you ask these questions, it literally saves my ass.
Yeah.
So there's real benefits to how differently we operate, I think.
Yes. But we also both could learn a little something from each other.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we solved
we're it. Buying a strap-on. And I'm going to peg Andy.
Yeah. Mouth peg.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you really want to peg me?
No, I have no desire to do that.
You have pegged a guy, though.
Yeah.
You dirty dog.
Actually, I did threaten a man last night, a heckler, that I would peg him so hard his girlfriend came. And I do have clips of
great
that.
Great line.
Yeah.
Great line.
I will be sharing it on social media to promote my dates in Columbia, Missouri.
Woo!
February 26th.
Blue Note.
I'll be at the Blue Note. For other dates, you guys, you can go to the link in Andy's bio at I'm Andy Haynes on Instagram, or you can go to www.rosebudbaker.com. Send us your bad advice questions for next week at 917-540-8395. And you can leave us a voicemail now. We think we're going to try this out. You can leave us a voicemail through Google Voice 862-660-2334. Can you stop with the cup? Stop.
There's a little more juice in there.
Wash your hands.
Don't look your lover's eyes.
And don't spit in their mouths unless it's a committed monogamous relationship.
There's a plague.
And God wants you to be discerning.
God does want you to spit in your wife's mouth, though. God loves it. God loves it when you're nasty with your wife.
Okay. someone help me.
You guys remember, Manscaped, FYB. That's all you need to know. And remember, if you have proof of purchase, I will send you a little gift pack if you can tell me why you deserve it.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.